Welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at a really interesting set of sources from Mirai on Device July. They lay out this vision for AI that, well, it challenges some core ideas about how we'll use tech going forward. It's quite a perspective.
Yeah, imagine AI not just as, you know, another program on your phone, but as the actual operating system. The big idea we're going to unpack is this really bold claim. AI is eating UI, user interface, right? How we actually use our devices. So our mission today is to dive into Mira's specific take on-device AI, their plan for what they call the LLMOS, and what that might mean for you, how you interact with machines, and maybe even how software gets made. Let's get into it. Okay, so let's start right there with that Mirai claim. AI will gradually and confidently eat UI. I mean, that's quite a statement. When they say eating the UI, what are they really getting at? What does that mean for us day to day?
Well, it's more than just changing how buttons look, right? Mirai's vision, it's pretty fundamental. Mm-hmm. They think AI is going to completely change how people interact with machines. And maybe even more deeply how software itself is created. It's like reimagining the whole thing, where the interface, you know, the part you see and click, just fades away. Replaced by intelligence.
Fades away.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the bigger picture. Their prediction is really ambitious. They're saying in the next 10 years, everyone will make software for themselves. Just picture that. Yeah. A world where, like the sources say, we will not need apps. We will need just a screen or surface where we can collaborate with machines and services. Mm. So the question for you listening is, what does a world without apps actually look like? Instead of fiddling with different programs, maybe you just say, hey, plan me a weekend trip, quiet beach town next month, keep it under $500, and make sure it's pet friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point is the interface vanishes. You just have this smart agent doing things for you. It turns what you want into action. No app icons needed.
That's a huge jump, really, from coding interfaces to just saying what you want. But hang on, if everyone builds their own stuff, didn't that get messy? Like fragmented? Or couldn't someone make a, you know, a malicious pocket companion? How do they keep things consistent or secure?
Mm.
Is that where the on-device part comes in? Their idea that for AI to work seamlessly, the core must live on-device.
Exactly. That's the key connection. This shift hits developers and users hard, and Mirai sees on-device AI as the way to handle those worries about control, about privacy. The sources say it changes how developers work. They won't be coding complex UIs. They'll just say what they want to build, what functionality, what algorithm.
Just say it.
Basically, yeah. And for users, the exciting part is, eventually, everyone will be able to ask their pocket companion to build the best experience for them. Think about that level of personalization, but with the core stuff happening locally, keeping it secure.
Right. This pocket companion idea, building experiences.
Wow.
That leads straight to this core point you mentioned. For AI to work seamlessly, the core must live on device. So it's not just about making things easy, it's a fundamental change in architecture. Which brings us to the LLMOS.
Yes, the LLMOS concept is absolutely central. You've got people like Andre Carpathy noting that LLMs are becoming the new operating system layer.
Yeah.
And it echoes Sundar Pichai's vision, too, right? He talked about moving from mobile-first to an AI-first world, where apps aren't pre-built anymore, but composed on demand. Anyone can generate functionality exactly when they need it.
Composed on demand.
Yeah. And the sources lay out a structure for this LLMOS. You have the LLM, the large language model. It's the brain in the middle. It connects to everything. Video, audio inputs, the CPU, RAM, the file system using embeddings, which are like numerical fingerprints for data, connects to the network, the browser. It can even talk to other LLMs. And it uses classic tools, too, like a calculator or a command line. It's way more than just an app. It's this whole new OS layer managing everything.
Wow, it sounds like a digital nervous system for the device. So why is putting this on the device so vital for Mirai? They mentioned this race for the LLM cognitive core. What's that about?
Well, the interesting thing here is this idea of a new paradigm. They're talking about a model with maybe a few billion parameters. It's not trying to know everything like an encyclopedia. Instead, it sacrifices that breadth of knowledge for raw capability, for doing things.
Okay, so smaller but more functional.
Exactly. And crucially, it lives always on and by default on every computer as the kernel of LLM personal computing. Always there, always ready on your machine.
Right, not just calling out to the cloud constantly.
Precisely. And that gives you huge advantages for what they call LLM personal computing. First, ultra-low latency. Things happen instantly, which is critical if you're talking to it, or using gestures. Then there's direct private access to your local stuff, your files, your data, your current state. It stays on your device.
Privacy is a big one.
Huge. Plus, offline continuity. It works even if you lose connection. And maybe the biggest point, user sovereignty. They have this great line, not your weights, not your brain. It's yours. You control it. It's like why we prefer PCs over those old thin clients, right? Speed, control, privacy, independence. You own the experience.
Not your weights, not your brain. I like that. So, okay, this vision is massive. An independent, on-device AI brain. How are they actually planning to build it? What's Mirai's strategy to become this LLMOS?
They seem to have a pretty clear three-part approach. First, they're all about functional models. It's not about having the absolute biggest model, yep. but having models that can do things and transform the developer experience and user interface.
Do things like what?
Like zero latency audio recognition, really good text to speech, and even speech to speech translation or transformation available everywhere on the device. Their aim is to become the distribution layer for AI applications. And they want companies to build AI products using just 8 lines of code.
8 lines? That sounds almost too simple.
It's a bold promise, for sure. Simplicity and speed. That's the goal. Second, they're building developer-oriented models. The idea is to completely change how apps are built. They want to abstract functions into features, letting developers work faster, more intuitively. So a developer wouldn't need to know the name of some specific algorithm. They just, you know, make a call like, give me text from this image.
Like asking for coffee instead of listing all the steps?
Exactly like that. But importantly, if developers want to get specific, they still have the flexibility to plug in their own custom logic right into the system. So it's got control too.
Okay. Functional models, developer focus. What's the third part?
The third part is building dominance across both cloud and on-device. They want developers to build once and run anywhere.
Ah, the hybrid approach.
Right. Which gives you smart routing. The system can decide whether to run something locally or in the cloud based on cost, speed, or privacy needs. You get a single SDK, a single toolkit for both cloud and edge computing. And the core stuff works anytime, anywhere, even offline first. It's about building this robust, super flexible AI infrastructure that works wherever you need it.
That really maps it out. Start on device, blend in the cloud, and ultimately own the model layer. That's how they plan to become the foundation for this AI OS. But what about right now? What have they actually built? And what's their timeline look like for rolling this all out?
They've definitely been busy. In Q3 of 25, so recently, they've already built several pieces. There's Llamo, which is tools for optimizing models and getting them ready to deploy. They built Uzu Clay, command line tool to talk to a model locally or start a server. And Uzu itself, which is an inference engine written in Rust, designed to run these models efficiently on hardware. Plus a platform, a web console to help set up the SDK.
So the building blocks are appearing.
Seems like it. And their timeline shows Q3 25 as the current stage. Q4 25 is about building their own models and the core developer tools. And then 2026 is when they're targeting the full Mirai LLMOS launch. Mm. So, yeah, they're actively working towards it.
Okay, and how do they plan to make this a viable business? What's their market strategy?
It looks pretty strategic. First, they combine that on-device stack with cloud infrastructure for a fast AI runtime. Best of both worlds, kind of. Second, they're making models specifically designed for tasks happening on the device. Third, their big pitch is offering high-speed, high-quality AI that runs locally, can use the cloud, and integrates super easily that 8 lines of code thing again. Their whole philosophy seems to be, using AI shouldn't be a massive project. It should take minutes, not days.
Mm-hmm.
That's powered by this hybrid local and cloud approach.
Minutes, not days. That's definitely a strong selling point. But getting developers on board for such a big shift, that seems like the main challenge, right? Especially with other approaches maybe competing. Their whole mission seems to rely on getting lots of developers, both making models and building apps, to buy in. They need that critical mass to launch this universal core model, this local LLMOS, and really change the game.
Absolutely. Adoption is key. And that's where their developer-first approach comes in. They're trying to make it easy. By hiding the underlying AI complexity, giving developers pre-built models and tools, they'll let them focus just on the functionality they want to build. Less hassle, lower costs. And yet, only 8 lines of code is their hook to show just how low the barrier to entry could be. The hurdle is definitely getting developers to think differently, away from traditional apps, towards this AI-first way.
Makes sense. And I saw they're not trying to do it all in isolation. They're partnering up. Names like Basin, Cartesia, Hugging Face, Samsung Flow, 11 Labs. Partnering with established players seems crucial for actually getting this on-device AI into the real world.
Yeah, leveraging those ecosystems is definitely a smart way to gain traction and credibility.
So what an exploration. We've really dug into Mirai's vision, this shift towards an AI-first LLMOS world, moving beyond apps as we know them. It paints a picture of a future where your device, your pocket companion, isn't just a tool, but almost your personal software creator.
And it leaves you with a pretty profound thought, doesn't it? If AI really becomes this kernel of LLM personal computing, prioritizing speed, control, privacy, your ownership, remember, not your weights, not your brain, what does that actually mean for you, for your data, your digital self? How does interacting with computers change? And think about the creativity it could unlock, the collaboration, if anyone can truly compose software whenever they need it. What happens when your device doesn't just run apps, but learns you, adapts to you, and builds unique tools just for you? It's quite something to consider.